The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 13th of January. In your Squiz today, Scott Morrison's Bushfire Royal Commission, Iran fesses up to shooting down a passenger plane, the Royals' big meeting, and romance taken to the next level. This is your Squiz today. Scott Morrison gave an interview yesterday, Claire. He acknowledged he may have misread the expectation of the public when it comes to the role the federal government should play in natural disasters. He also suggested a royal commission.
He said in that interview with ABC TV's David Spears that we have to prepare for a new normal, and that new normal has to do with community expectations that the Commonwealth will step up and do more. There's all sorts of very set rules around how states respond to disasters as the frontline responders. But he said these fires really show that there's really an expectation these days that the Australian Defence Forces will take action. And to do that, they need to look at the rules around that.
And that's what a Royal Commission will do.
It'll do that. It'll also, though, look at climate change. Morrison said yesterday that there are things that contributed to the heightened fire danger. That includes climate change as well as other things, and that's something that this Royal Commission would look into.
Aside from a Royal Commission, he also did go into a bit more detail about our changing climate and what the government might be looking to do down the track.
Yeah, of course, it's one of the key questions out of this fire around the government's stance on climate change. And Morrison said that what we will do is meet and beat our current targets to reduce emissions. He also said that adaption and resilience measures really are something that the government's keen to review and potentially do more on. We're talking about things like where people live, land management, all sorts of things when it comes to our warming climate and the increased dangers that that poses.
How about the fires themselves? How was the weekend for our firefighters?
Still very tough conditions in Victoria's Alpine region. We're talking about places like Brighton, Harrietville and Mount Buffalo. Also in New South Wales, some easing conditions there, but there's still 111 fires burning and 40 of them are uncontained. Still also very dangerous conditions on Kangaroo Island, and they're looking to get some more help to try and deal with the fire that's really caused a lot of devastation there.
And sad news, firefighter Bill Slade was killed by a falling tree whilst working on containing a fire near Omeo. Overseas now, and last week a passenger plane carrying 176 people was shot down after takeoff in Iran, killing all on board. Over the weekend, after originally denying responsibility, Iran admitted it was responsible for the attack. They said, though, that it was an accident.
That's because its defence units were in what they say was a high level of readiness to deal with the US counterattack after Iran had hit a couple of Iraqi air bases that were housing US troops on Wednesday. That's a really big thing for Canada. There were 57 Canadians killed in that crash, and PM Justin Trudeau says that he wants a full investigation so the families of the victims can get some answers.
So it really is all tied up in this tit-for-tat between Iran and the US that ramped up after a US drone strike killed Iran's top military commander, Qassem Soleimani, over a week ago. Big day in royal land, Claire. The Queen has called a meeting with Prince Charles, Prince William and Prince Harry. Wonder what she wants to talk about.
I think she might be redecorating a couple of wings of the palace or something like that and wants some colour advice maybe.
I think there's some other stuff going on. Yeah.
Number one agenda item is how to deal with this issue of Harry and Meghan and their new working model. The Queen has apparently set a very tight deadline to deal with this. She doesn't want it lingering on forever. She wants some solutions to be found in the coming days. Meghan is said to be dialing into that meeting from Canada. She's already headed back there after leaving Archie with friends and a nanny. Lots of speculation over the weekend about what's behind the bombshell and their announcement that they want to move away, and also looking at things like her future work plans and Harry's fractured relationship with William.
So Kate's not part of that meeting?
Apparently not. I haven't seen her name raised anywhere. It seems to be that number one team as well as Meghan.
That's happening tonight, Aussie time, for those who'll be watching that closely. George Pell has moved prison after a drone was seen flying over his cell in central Melbourne.
He was being held in the capital but has moved out, as you say. Apparently, he has been tasked with working in a garden within that prison and the drone was thought to be hovering above trying to get pictures of his work outside. But moving forward, his appeal of his conviction for those child abuse charges is set to be considered by the High Court probably in March.
And of course, drones are a big no-no to be flown over cells.
Most definitely not allowed to be drones flying over any correctional facility. That's because you just never know what they might be dropping in. And it's illegal also to take photos within that environment.
And it's tennis season, Claire. Last night, the inaugural ATP Cup saw Serbia, led by Novak Djokovic, take out the title, beating Spain.
Yeah, and Australia had crashed out to Spain on Saturday night, despite Alex de Minaur doing a really good job against Rafael Nadal. That bodes pretty well for the Australian Open for him. When you look across, though, to this summer of tennis, Auckland has hosted a classic tournament. Serena Williams took out her first title in 3 years. That victory means that she's won titles in four different decades, which is pretty incredible.
That is incredible. And of course, not long until the Australian Open starts, that kicking off on the 20th of January. And let's finish on an elaborate engagement story.
Yeah, a bit over the top, I reckon, but
I'm with you.
Can get into the link and see for yourself. Long story short, what's happened is this particular gentleman has reanimated Sleeping Beauty, casting himself as the prince and his now fiance as the Sleeping Beauty character. She's looking at it on a screen at the movies and thinking it's all a bit weird, but has then looked across and he is on one knee ready to propose. So, yeah, to go and actually have a whole movie recut is pretty out there.
Pretty out there. It took 6 months to have it recut. He invited all his family and friends to the cinema and then proposed, and she did say yes. You're telling me, is that right?
Thank God, yes. Thank she did.
Oh, each day the subject line of the Squeeze Today email is a song lyric that reminds you of a news story. Claire, what have we got today?
I've gone for an old classic, Can We Still Be Friends? You can imagine that that's one of the topics of discussion today. Hopefully they come out of that meeting at Sandringham with the royal family still talking to each other.
Especially Harry and William particularly. There's been lots of speculation about their rift over the weekend.
There sure has.
And that's Monday's news done and dusted. A lot of big themes in the podcast today. If you want to get the context to some of those big stories, there are a couple of Squiz shortcuts that might be of particular interest. One on bushfires in Australia, one on the US-Iran relationship, and another one on climate change. Search for Squiz shortcuts in your preferred podcast app to find those. That's all from us. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.